This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Make another little nutritional notice. We did get our pre-bio heal, which is amazing new product that contains special things to actually heal your gut, which is a source of most diseases. And we also have the Berberstatin Pro, which also includes the special NC compound to block insulin and sugar to help you lose weight and get slim, as well as the Berberstatin, which is very good for protecting against all the toxic effects of things like these crazy vaccines and the virus. We have Josh Bernstein back, and your website is joshbernsteinuncensored.com. Josh, right now you mentioned about what's going on. Well, let's repeat that again for the audience out there. What's going on now
we've been waiting for the results of the audit.
Right.
And we're still waiting for those results. But in the meantime, behind the scenes, what's been going on for the last 8 months is Kansas.
And canvassing, right?
Yeah, and it's just as important as an audit, and in some ways it's even more important, because what you're doing essentially is you're going door to door and you're talking to the voters. You're asking them, did you vote in the election? Yes or no?
Right,
okay,
right.
Great. How did you vote? Not who you voted for, because that's legal. How did you vote? Oh, I went in person, or I mailed it in.
Right.
Okay. Have you received any additional ballots to your address that were not yours? You know, yes, I have. Okay, is there anything that is coming in that has a different person's name on it that maybe used to live here? You know, and so what you're doing is you're finding out all this information, and then you're having them sign affidavits, which again can be held under penalty of perjury under law.
Right.
And so there's been thousands and thousands and thousands of those individual meetings, shall we say, with voters in Maricopa County in three
right.
different districts. And this is all the incredible work of incredible patriot Liz Harris and her group that I'm part of. And the results have come out, and it shows 299,000 questionable contested fraudulent votes. 299,000. Now, if you add that to the 107,550 that we already know are fraudulent from the Karen Fan Arizona hearing that I was at in July, now you're talking 407,043 fake votes. And remember, that's before the final results have come out of the Maricopa County and Arizona audit.
Wow.
We're already at 400,000 illegal votes.
Right.
And these are proven. They will hold up in court, and they are litigation-proof. And remember, the fake five in total was 10,574 that they say Chad Joe, the great Taliban hero, apparently stole the state by. So
right.
It was a very, very tiny amount, 10,574. So you take that 10,574 and you take it off the 407,043. That means that already, before the audit results have come out, Trump has already won Arizona by 396,000 votes.
Well, see, I don't think we have to wait to 2022 or 24. I also think that we need to actually get through to Trump to make sure he's no longer pushing the toxic vaccines, that there's an alternative. MyEngiCap, for example, can be manufactured within 2 weeks and distributed with a large biotech company to every American. It will wipe out all strains, including the new strain called the Mu strain, And the problem is people that have been previously vaccinated, the viruses like the Delta strain, the new Mu one that's coming from Colombia, completely evades the other vaccines, and you get massive viral loads before it makes a person sick. It's like somebody pulling a fire alarm in a building, but they can't smell fire. And by the time they pull the alarm, the building's ceiling is going to fall on their head, and they're going to die, being crushed by the fire from the building collapsing in on them. Okay. And that's what happened with ADE. So we got to understand this, is the vaccines actually set people up to have massive viral loads when they finally die from these alternate new versions that are created by the vaccination project. So the bioweapon companies don't need to make it. The vaccinated population create the new version, and the new version avoids the vaccines already made, and it creates a massive viral load that causes this ADE phenomenon that kills you. And the people that don't die of that initially, you know, die of the toxic effects causing dementia, vascular events, cardiomyopathies and other things, massively not only sterilized because the spike proteins immediately colonize to the ovaries and testes, so your sperm don't swim, your eggs don't fertilize, and if you're pregnant, you immediately miscarry. So this is all designed to sterilize the population, kill a lot of people, and the actual vaccine programs are to create new versions that the population can't avoid even with lockdowns. And what we're seeing right now is they're not waking up to this. And I have the only solution, which is not only the first line kit and rescue kit, but the EDUCAP, which is a way of transferring non-antigenic immunity without getting ill, so that after you take three pills, one a day, or one every 7 days, over 7 days, you're completely immune without getting fever, chills, or sick, no matter how old you are, and you have T-cell immunity to kill the virus. It's the only way to do it without an antigenic vaccine, like these crazy things they call vaccines that aren't at all. And my technology was given to me by God, and I'm ready now with a patent to pass on to biotech. It was screwed around with for a year and a half by the First Nation, and they tried to steal the patent, and they can't. So I moved on, paid them off, got away from them, and now we're moving toward biotech. We're at the point now where basically American and world civilization is teetering on collapse. Just the lockdowns will cause a collapse of the U.S. petrodollar and the world economy. The globalists want that. They want a collapse of population by collapsing food supplies. And there are obviously been paying farmers, but Biden has been to actually destroy crops. They're not getting through to all of them, but they're getting through to some. So what we're dealing with is a situation where we could very soon have a situation where there's basically nothing on the shelves to buy, or very little choice. How's that? And people get that. People don't get that. They think somehow that people like you and me, Josh, and John W. and Simon, we're all delusional. No, the people that don't listen to us are delusional. They believe their own lies, and somehow the Democrats or the Rhino Republicans or even whatever political system or religious system like the Pope's going to save you. Well, he's already backing up the idea of telling people it's the good thing to do to take the vaccine. He's a Satanist. The friggin' Pope is a Luciferic communist Satanist. He's a son of a bitch. He should have been removed by the other cardinals if they had any grace or godliness in them, but they don't have the guts to actually do that. What the hell's wrong with them? I know there's a number of good Catholics that should not put up with this bullshit, okay?
Yeah, he's definitely a communist.
Communist Satanist, okay? Yeah, we knew that from Argentina. Okay, go ahead. So please continue.
So now they're trying to change the definition of what a vaccine is. Have you seen this?
Clever, I saw that. Go ahead, continue, please.
Unbelievable. I mean, they're basically lying, saying that because so many people are dying, now they're trying to change the definition of what an actual vaccine is, and the fact that the quote-unquote vaccines that they put out already are waning and they don't work. And so now they're trying to change the definition. They're moving the goalposts in the middle of the game.
Right. Yeah, legally you can't do that, by the way. The law that works is you can't, it's just like a patent. If you file the patent office, your initial patent, you can't just change your whole patent in the middle of the patent, okay? Same thing with a legal court. You can't go and charge somebody, and then all of a sudden, in the middle of their prosecution, change the original charges that you had against them in the middle of the prosecution. You can't do that.
Right.
So this doesn't work, legally or otherwise, in this country or any other country on earth, no matter what your legal system. So basically, people have to stop submitting to this bullshit. And they have to also tell their pastors, if your church won't wake up and start protesting this, if your politicians won't, get the hell away from them. Yeah, and you can do things pray, prep, and proceed. If you aren't prepping with food, water, power, and everything else and getting ready, with, like I have a satellite phone and so on, if you're not getting ready for the shit that's going to hit the fan here shortly, and my guess is it won't last long. It'll last probably about 2 months of absolute starvation. If you don't have food, water, and everything to survive 2 months, you're freaking dead. And people don't know that. This is what I think is coming. I don't think it's going to last years. I think it'll just last months because a two-month collapse of the government and the military and so on will kill a hell of a lot of people because they just won't have, they won't have anything in their grocery store or their fridge. And if the power goes out and you don't have backup power or solar panels, you're screwed. And you know, people think, oh, they'll survive. No, they won't. Why? I don't get it. I don't understand this.
Need to get those generators. And I don't know if you saw on Facebook that now if someone talks about prepping or, you know, organizing or buying supplies, they're now sending little messages out to people saying that they're calling them excessive preparers, I think, or something crazy like that. And they're flagging people.
Did you know that the act was passed under George Bush? If you prepared more than 2 weeks of emergency food, it could be seized by the federal government under the Federal Emergency Act by the federal government under George Bush, which was after 9/11.
Boost your strength because it's official.
After 9/11,
it's the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
A serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. The virus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family. Now, get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense.
They have this power-hungry craziness, like they're psychotic, and somehow they think they'll get away with it.
Josh,
I'd like you to kind of lay out what you think the timeline is, because we're into September now. Saturday is 9/11, and I think I'll do a little I'll do a little short special directly on 9/11. I'm going to pull up some of my old videos. But I'm particularly knowledgeable at 9/11 because I did the Oklahoma City Mirror Building Special Op Team, and I got fired and death threats for it. And I tried to do radiation toxicology in the World Trade Center for decades now. And the last time I tried was a Japanese lab 7 years ago, roughly, where the U.S. State Department told the lab you're not even allowed to talk to Dr. Deagle. Now, if you don't think they're a little freaked out by Deagle, you know, they're even harassing right now my oldest son, all right, the powers that be. Because they wouldn't dare try to get Deagle. Because, you see, there's a number of government agents and people in the military that know if they killed Deagle, they'd be so pissed off a lot of their senior officers would die very quickly in their own blood vomit. Okay? And you have to understand, we're in a battle for the life of America and for human race right now. This is not a minor battle. This is it. This is worse than the flood of Noah. What we're dealing with now is a combination of high technology and satanic elite trying to actually extinguish the human race and make the remaining ones basically fleshly cyborgs in a super state. This is no longer a minor battle, and it doesn't matter what your religious background or even if you have any religion, you have to realize this is really happening. It doesn't matter what country you're in now, this is a global problem now, isn't it?
Oh, it's been a global problem for years.
Right.
This is what they've wanted to do, and they used China as their main vessel in order to facilitate it and control
the United States. This is my next thing I'm going to predict. Number one, the Queen pulled away this week with her pulling her air carrier group out of the area where she was going to send it to the Black Sea. And was threatened that they were going to seize her assets. Now, the richest person on Earth is the Queen of England. She owns all the mineral resources under all the Commonwealth nations under the oceans. And with their offshore banks, has more money than even the Saudi Arabians. And they were going to seize it. The globalists were going to seize her assets. And she said, no way. Now, this woman has been a queen for 60-plus years. She's tough. And she's, in a sense, one of the heads of the Bar Association, the British Authorized Registry of all the legal organizations on Earth. And even these people who are do good and evil, they finally realize, hey, I'm not going to be a victim of this. You're not going to freaking do this to me. And he's one of the senior people within the organizations. So you got to understand, when they start pulling apart and the organizations can't even hold their own people together, the same with China. China's on the verge of an internal revolution. There's a lot of Chinese realize if they engage in nuclear war with the West, with Japan and South Korea and some of their armed to the teeth and other nations, they're all going to die. And yet they're still thinking they're going to take over Taiwan. Trying to take over Taiwan will be the death of China. The communist Chinese in China will be gone. They have this big idea. We're going to go take up Afghanistan, get the strategic minerals, make all the batteries, do all this other stuff with their Belt and Road. The Chinese are on the verge of collapse. They're not on the verge of advancing. They're on the verge of collapse because they're just a tentacle of the beast. And the beast originates in the West. The digital system is the NSA. In Falcon, Colorado, the banking system is American, and the British system and what's called the World Economic Forum. These Western nations have got an idea of reinstituting the royals or the what I call the feudal system. I call the digital feudal system of the future. That's what we have, is they want to make a digital feudalism. This is not going to happen. Even if they think they're doing it to save their sorry ass by going to underground cities, they're all going to die. And right now, I believe that China, the next big move I expect to see is China's going to try to make a move in the next month to take over Taiwan. And they're going to fail doing it. That's going to be the next major cause.
They better fail doing it because Taiwan is an extremely important country right now, not just to us, but to the rest of the world. And
85% of the world's shipping microchips are.
The entire Chinese Communist Party goes under.
It will. I can tell you, what I've heard from my sources. And we want to call remote viewing, but you know, intuition, sort of virtual, is that there's a number of powers that be inside China know that any move on Taiwan will end catastrophically for the communist Chinese. And so a number of them, generals and other people, realize they need to move toward basically some representative government. Same thing happening in Russia. Putin is in panic over the idea that people will want to break up to different regions of the Soviet Union or Russia, even Russia. And they want to move back to representative government, and Putin wants to maintain the central control of the so-called Communist Party. He's terrified of what's coming next. He's trying to outlaw this and outlaw that. Putin is on his last wings, too. He's not going to get away with this stuff because the people there in Russia are not going to submit to vaccines. They're not going to submit to these toxic crap. I will, if I contact Russia, well, donate my patent so that they can actually give me a very minor amount of money and then go ahead and give it to all their citizens so they don't freaking die, so all the Russian babushkas can still have babies a century from now or 20 years from now. What I want to see is, I don't want to see the collapse of people, no matter what their skin color or their nationality, caused by global maniacs that think that they are the gods of this world. That's where we are right now. And when we start showing that humanity, which Biden didn't show, he didn't show the humanity of even the other NATO people to rescue them, and he left everybody. He didn't just leave Americans in Afghanistan, he left Germans and British and everybody. Everybody was left high and dry with his stupid move.
And not only that, they just changed the phone number to the State Department for people to call. And they said, I'm sorry, this is no longer a working number. So in other
You're
words,
kidding.
The people that were stranded in Afghanistan, still trying to get out, trying to get directions and information, they were, when they would call that number, it was disconnected. This
wow.
is how much they care about the American people they left behind.
Well, see, where I think this is going is, it's my guess, what we really need to do, for example, this month, we need to see the collapse of communist China. We need to see the collapse of the banking superstructure, which is trying to replace the dollar and go to some kind of crypto. Even get rid of regular cryptocurrencies. They don't want to have the Tron or any other cryptocurrencies because the global bankers are freaked out. That's why you're seeing a massive move by countries. I think it's El Salvador moved to make their standard currency now. What's it called? Bitcoin. And the reason is they can't trust
it.
And it crashed. And the reason is the globalists want to crash it because they don't want to see other currencies that are going to counter their control of the money system.
No, they want to be able to control the U.S. Treasury fund.
Right, but you know, they can't. There's a number of things. I have actually a currency in a thing called Kraken, which is in San Francisco. I was given a number of donations there. And with Kraken, you can move your currencies to a number of different cryptocurrencies, including exchanging gold and silver coins even. And the government and the banks can't control it. There's two things that the government are completely freaked out in the NSA. Number one, encryption. And number two, a parallel money system. Once you have encryption for communications and a parallel money system they can't control, the New World Order is already dead. It's like when you shoot a bull elephant in the head and it runs about 4 or 5 miles before it clashes face first in the river. The bull elephant of the New World Order is already dead. It's just running toward the river. People don't get that. The bull elephant... They don't get it, and they also are going to still submit to the vaccines and say, no, you don't need to submit. Ignore them. These nurses, for example, they see it every day here in California. Well, go ahead.
We have breaking news from the White House, Dr. Siegel. It's getting old. It affects 80 million Americans.
Are you talking about 80 million Americans are going to try to force vaccinate?
Yes, and it's going to be announced. It's linked already. I'm trying to tell you.
Exactly, which is why when you get desperate and you get crazy, you know it's the end of the game, you go for the very weapon you can to try to slit the throat of your enemy. And if you think Joe Biden and his government and his doctors, nurses, and police are going to survive trying to force vaccinate people like me and anybody else, whether they have a radio show or not, they're not going to make it. They're going to die. They don't even have enough nurses to take care of regular hospital people here in California, and they won't even fly here or come here because of the...
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration is taking the state of Texas to court over its new abortion law. Attorney General Merrick Garland announcing the lawsuit that's being brought against the state as abortion is once again the center of a fierce political debate.
This kind of scheme to nullify the Constitution of the United States is one that all Americans, whatever their politics or party, should fear. If it prevails, it may become a model for action in other areas, by other states, and with respect to other constitutional rights and judicial precedents.
President Biden set to sign an executive order requiring all federal workers to be vaccinated. The requirement will include millions of federal contractors as well. This is USA Radio News. President Biden is withdrawing his nomination of David Chipman to lead the ATF. Chipman, a former veteran ATF agent who ran into trouble with Republicans and some Democrats over his alliance with gun control advocacy groups. Chipman's support for banning AR-15-style semi-automatic rifles earned him particular opposition among Republicans who feared he'd use his regulatory powers to restrict gun rights. Jobless claims fell to a new pandemic low of 310,000 last week. Mark Hamrick, senior analyst with Bankrate.com, tells USA Radio News there are more job openings than willing workers.
And employers are, in many cases, either struggling to find workers to fill those open positions, or where they are finding them, they're paying up. In fact, in some cases, employers were even providing mid-year pay increases just to retain their current workers.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
...in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with diabetoline, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday. And Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced video
medicine to
because I honestly think, you know, it's good to hear that news report, Simon, but the fact is these people are delusional. It's like somebody screaming at me, I'm going to kill you, I'm going to kill you, and I've already got them by the throat, and if I just squeeze a little harder, their carotid arteries are going to stop supplying blood to their brain, and they're going to die right in my hands. They're dead already, and they don't want to accept that. They're bleeding already, and they don't realize they'll soon have all their blood all over the floor, and they still think that they can attack us. And we've already slit their throat and they're bleeding. We've got a knife stabbed in their heart. And they're already dying. And yet they're screaming at us while they think they're going to kill us. They're delusional.
Right. Well, first of all, as I alluded to a few moments ago, if the American people become aware of this and share this with their friends and neighbors, there's going to be such an outrage that... The Biden administration is not going to be able to enforce it.
They're already dead. This is, look, the fall yesterday of Fauci and the fall today by Joe Biden trying to declare that all employees and all companies over 100 have to be forced vaccinated and have these passports and testing, they're dead. If they think there's going to be any industries that are going to cooperate with that, I mean, we're just talking about even regular ones like, you know, like Amazon or regular corporations like trucking industries and so on and police, like in Chicago. The police gave the Lori Lightfoot the middle finger, said, hell no, we're not going to do that, Lori Lightfoot. She looks like to me like a psychotic woman on a day pass when you see her talking. She's got this kind of blanched, shaky look on her face like, oh, I'm really scared and I'm going to keep talking. And I'm thinking, please, woman, let's get you to a place in a posy jacket in a nice quiet room somewhere and we'll give you a shot of something in your ass, but shut F up, okay? And the same thing goes with people like Joe Biden and Psaki, who's trying to, she's just circle around, circle around. You ask her a straightforward question, she tries to evade or act really arrogant. She thinks she's above board. They're not even going to be forced vaccinated themselves, but they're going to try to force vaccinate us? Not going to happen. Now, I've had to rescue my own family, which thank God they're listening to me, because even if they don't think I'm this and that, whatever, they do realize I'm the super genius in terms of how to deal with health issues. I'm way ahead of McCullough and Mercola and Mikozy and all these other scientists. And yet they've got part of the problem solved, like, you know, like Vladimir Zelenko and so on, but they're nowhere near as far as I have. And let me tell you, me and God are better than Satan himself. And I can tell you, it's the end of the road. And if people think, well, he's declaring this, he's going to do all this, that's good. Because it's finally going to wake people up that were sitting on the fence and say, well, I'll just sit quietly here and maybe things will be okay. They're not going to be okay, some bitch. If you don't stand up and file legal actions or actually protest or stop it in your, not only your doorstep, but your castle, like Simon says, stop it on the road coming to your home with the police, military, and your local sheriff. What I'm telling people, if you're young and healthy and you're a military or police, ex-police or whatever, go to your local sheriff and get part of the posse. Don't put up with this shit. The government is no longer your government. They're trying to kill you. They're trying to sterilize your children. They're trying to destroy your future. Why would you put masks on children when there's no risk for them to die, except that they have underlying health problems? There's no justification. Even the Europeans had to face this. So the idea that they're going to get away with force vaccinating people when it doesn't even protect you, but it creates new strains and makes you more liable to have an ADE phenomena, this isn't to make you better, it's to make you dead. How's that? What do you think, John?
Well, absolutely. Everything you said is true and valid and will come to pass.
My prediction is, number one, you're going to start seeing in this next month China's attempt to try to take Taiwan, and it's going to be their end. Number two, you're going to start seeing the audits not only coming forward now, and the thing that Josh talked about where they're going around home to home. These things happening in 33 states passed new laws for elections. Now, that means no matter what happens, even if we drag this out to next year, Joe Biden is basically a lame duck president because the states are filing actions, and I expect in the next few months the states to file reactions to reopen up the pipelines, because look at the price of our fuel. In some states it was down to $1.70. Now it's over $5 in most states across the country. What the hell? And if people think, well, I have more money, yeah, but the money doesn't go as far now because food is going to cost through the ceiling. And soon those shelves will be empty or down dramatically reduced because people are going to try to acquire emergency supplies. And if you haven't done that, you're not going to have food for a couple months when all hell breaks loose because it's going to shut down. My guess is when this collapses, it's going to collapse for about 2 months. If you only have 2 months of food supply and water, you're screwed and tattooed, as they say. What do you think?
Screwed, blued, and tattooed.
Right.
Anyhow.
Now, I know here I hear the perspective of Simon because he's very good at pulling up the research, but the fact is he's researching and reflecting the notices from the dark side or the left or the globalists. They can prosecute and proclaim and do all the things they want. It doesn't do a damn thing because we're fully aware now and the rest of the population is waking up. We're the early responders, maybe 0.5%. Now it's the first adopters, 5 to 10%, and now it's getting secondary adopters. People are freaking waking up, man. They realize, like, holy shit, I can't be quiet about this anymore. I got to do something. I got to make sure my kid goes to school without a mask. Got to make sure they're not going to force vaccinate me in my job. I'm not going to, now that I know how many people are dying from the shots, and they don't even protect you. We now know, for example, one of the lies that's been told to me by relatives and friends, oh, it's only the unvaccinated that are dying. Okay, let's take the example of Israel. It's a laboratory. Most people are dying like flies, and they got like a 90% vaccination rate. Same with the Seychelles Islands.
Yes.
The vaccines actually create a situation where when you get a new strain of the virus, like the Delta or the Mu strain, it grows like crazy, and the vaccine, which gave you partial protection so the viral load would be less, is not less. In fact, it causes mutations to develop, and it selects for the virus that actually will evade the so-called vaccines you gave, so it creates a bigger pandemic. What would have been smart, if they did this properly, is you let the young people just get exposed to the virus and develop natural immunity. You isolate the senior citizens like they did in Sweden. You give them reverse protection. You give them vitamin D, zinc, and vitamin C. And if they get sick, they give them an intravenous vitamin C and antioxidants and antipathogenics like myoplasma, monatomic iodine, etc. Things like our anti-HMAX, quercetin, resveratrol, etc. to resurrect their mitochondria. And guess what? Ellagic acid, malignant block, Nobody dies. Senior citizens are taken care of. Everybody else, let them get the virus and recover.
Yeah.
And now, in the younger persons that have a health problem like diabetes or cancer, they got lymphoma or leukemia, you got to treat them like a senior. You got to isolate them and protect them and give them extra care like Regeneron or immunoglobulins and so on. But the idea of lockdowns and masks and mass vaccination, this takes a pandemic and makes it a new re-pandemic and creates a catastrophe that is already the agenda. It's to sterilize, kill, and destroy. And whether it, like, that's why in 1917, that was a much nastier virus. It killed 50 to 100 million people, but there were only two waves. It was not a third wave. We're dealing with a third wave caused by the vaccines. The third wave is caused by the vaccines. Not the vaccines, they're pseudo-vaccines.
Okay.
So what we're dealing with is these dumbasses, and even this is a virologist that are coming over, this Belgian doctor, I'm trying to remember his name, and other doctors are coming forward and say, these are vaccine developers. And they say, you can't use these to stop a pandemic. This actually creates new conditions to create new strains and select for those strains in the populations that are vaccinated to have massive viral loads, which are killing them, growing 200 to 300 times more virus in the airways than even if they were naturally had natural immunity. And this is all this truth is coming forward, and no matter what the hell people say, and that's why the big media don't want to interview Dr. Deagle or experts like me, and there's hundreds of doctors like me. It's not just me alone now. Hundreds of doctors all over the world and lawyers that are saying the same thing, only they have a portion of the truth. I have all of it. And I can tell you what lab tests with imaging studies and everything to prove. For example, if you're really sick, give intravenous ascorbic acid. Get them in mild hyperbaric chambers. Do other things to actually stop the free radicals in their body. I know how to do that. If they think that they can solve the problem, and even Regeneron is a common sense thing, it's just immunoglobulins. They even, it was funny here, I think what was, they're actually getting recovered blood from people who had survived the virus, and they're giving it back to people that were exposed. But I think that the Red Cross did something even in Florida where they weren't going to protect people so the blood supply would be protected, have only, you know, people who were not vaccinated but naturally recovered give their blood to other people. So they screwed up the blood system so they wouldn't have those unvaccinated people supplying plasma to rescue people from the virus that they're getting really sick in hospital. That's how bad this is, okay, people? Wake up.
I rolled down my window and gave him a little piece of my mind, telling
right.
him it was very macho.
People are getting like that because their brain's on fire from the shots, that's why.
Yeah.
Bad behavior amplified by frying their little frontal cortex. The biofilm was an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C+, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C+ also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C+ is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well.
America, and when the Jets hit the buildings, they only shook them because they did war games.
I don't think the Jets ever hit the building.
That's not true. I actually did more research. They actually just do hit a building. I got more research on it, but I can tell you, they actually did a research with a jet mass, and all it would do is shake it. It would knock it down, okay? It would just shake it. It would be like hitting a large bug hitting a screen and getting through the screen, or a bird hitting your screen because it's got to go through the screen. There were jets that hit the building. I did more research on it, and that's true. But it wouldn't do anything. They actually did a study with a kinetic analysis of a similar mass jet, even before they built the building, and it would not knock it down because its central control is the central building, or of the building is all the mass of the building is controlled in the central canals and so on, and the central part of the building, the concrete and steel.
That's true.
So the outside is just basically like a screen, like on a large, like, you know, screen door on your kitchen.
Right.
It had no effect on it. It had no weight-bearing strategy on the outside of the building. So they blew the joists in the bottom of the building. That's why there was people that I interviewed years ago where their skin was blown off by the bombs, the nuclear bombs in the base of the building, when they cut the joists with what's called RDX and high explosive cord and nukes, because they're actually... There were signs actually that even before the jets arrived that there were, the U.S. Geological Survey identified, you know, large spikes that indicate there was a nuclear explosion at the World Trade Center towers before the ancient buildings were hit by the jets. They were hit by jets, but it wouldn't do a damn thing. The building was dissolved by pits, which dissolve anything paramagnetic. People that contain water, carbon that contains water, aluminum, include towers for radio towers and so on, and the plenum chambers and so on for air conditioners and so on. Those all were vaporized, and they knew it was a surge that knocked it all, even though the aluminized mirrors on vehicles up to a mile and a half away from the towers, they were actually all vaporized. Did you know that? All the vaporized mirrors on vehicles up to even a mile or so away from the towers were all vaporized.
Yeah.
You aware of that?
I'm aware of that.
So what I'm saying is it doesn't matter. The real issue here is that when they say the Taliban did so they could justify going to Afghanistan, it's all BS. And Osama bin Laden himself died 2 months before in an American hospital in Qatar of renal failure. And they tried to pretend they got Osama bin Laden, which they got the second Osama. And then they didn't want to identify the body, so they decided to bury him at sea because it's not a Muslim thing to bury somebody at sea. You have to have a special ceremony on the land when you have a Muslim, especially a leader. You do not bury him at sea.
Yep. If I may get back to Taiwan for just a moment, you made a prediction, Dr. Deagle, that you believe that Taiwan will be probably hit to some extent within a month. But
a month and 6 weeks, I expected Taiwan to be hit.
Now, let me just say one other thing. You didn't give me a chance to quite finish my entire statement.
Go ahead, yeah.
For that to occur, the Chinese government must feel fairly confident that Biden will sell out Taiwan. But I don't think, as you pointed out...
It doesn't matter. My point is that he doesn't have anything to sell. There's nothing for him to sell. Do you understand? The military that would control Taiwan and protect it is not under his control at all.
You're exactly right. But
they may be delusional. If they're delusional, they think he has something to sell it because he's such a... He basically has been blackmailed in his son by the Chinese, but if they're stunned, as you remember, there's factions inside China. Factions that basically want to break from Xi and these other people because they know it's suicidal. See, the Chinese are not stupid. These are smart people.
Yes.
And they realize that the actions of Xi and some of the fractions inside Japan and China are going to cause the collapse and the destruction of China. If China tried to engage, say, Japan with nuclear weapons, we'd give them, or South Korea, which we'd give them nuclear weapons,
or other nations,
they would be annihilated within a matter of minutes. We have weapons, for example, staged that people don't know about in Japan. Within 11 minutes, all the major capitals like Shanghai and so on will be vaporized in a cloud of nuclear dust. And people don't get that. The Chinese have a faction of what we call self-centered, narcissistic, egomaniac billionaires who think that they can still get away with this shit, and they're believing their own lies, and they don't understand there's some smart Chinese who say, we're not going to make this. We're not going to survive this. We should actually be making alliances. In fact, what happens, a lot of smart Chinese have sent their kids to America, to universities or Europe. They come back to China and run industry because they're engineers and whatever. People assume that the Chinese are just like all these communists. No, they got a freaking brain in their head, and a lot of them, 80% of the new Christians in the world, are Chinese.
Yes.
They're Chinese.
Now, if I just may interject a question.
Go ahead.
Is it possible, at the time when mainland China attempts to take on Taiwan, is it very possible that the troops in Canada and Mexico will be deployed to enter the United States?
No, it's not possible.
Okay.
I'll tell you how fast they'll die. I worked in Alberta, and I worked in these areas like in Ontario and so on, in the area between Quebec and Ontario and Lake Temiskaming with my friends who were in the military in Ontario. These are vast territories. I think Canada is the second or third largest country in the world.
The second.
And if you actually look at the territories across from the American border into the from Canada into America, these are small little roads that could be easily cut off. I think there's, if I remember correctly, there's 53 transfer points between the United States and Canada on the northern border. Those could be shut down in about 20 minutes. If you think that a large movement of military personnel, when we have Space Force and other types of weapon systems, can actually move across the border without being caught. The biggest problem for the Chinese is we are out in the middle of two oceans, the Pacific on one side and the Atlantic on the other. And they'd have to transport troops to a place like British Columbia or pre-state them in Canada or Mexico and then try to invade across the border. Moving across those borders is suicidal. You just have to cut off their supply lines or cut off their road or blow off their tracks, and they're done. If you got one vehicle dead on the tracks, they can't move the other ones.
Yeah.
You don't understand, in terms of strategy, the thing that America is very good at is what's called supply lines and strategy to deal with multi-layers of war.
Very good.
Nobody else can actually match America and create the same thing with Israel or our ally Israel or nations like, for example, Taiwan. Taiwan is like what we call the Chinese version of Israel. How's that?
Yeah. Now, my only concern is how many troops are hidden here in the United States. We know that there are some...
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if they have 100,000 or 500,000. It doesn't matter. My guess is they don't have them hidden here. That they have a number of Muslims that they could try to call that are extremists that would try to think they can pick up arms. Look. Firstly, the armaments that our military has, let's say across the road here where I live, right beside, I can look at my window and see it's Pendleton Marine Corps base. Our military has very advanced weapons. Now, these weapons that were left there in Afghanistan, yeah, they have them, but they have to buy ammo, and the ammo comes from us. Number two, they have to have training. Even if they have one or two people who know how to run these helicopters, they can't run all the hundreds of helicopters and so on. So what's going on there? They're basically these weapons they have to sell to somebody else because they can't use them. And if you don't have ammo for the guns, it's no point having a fancy weapon if you don't have those missiles and the other guns and bullets to go with them, because we make those. So this idea that we left all these weapons, this is a marker to kind of give an example to the Taliban. The Taliban are now holding our 6 aircraft because they want more. They realize they've been sold a bill of goods, because even when Joe Biden said this, he doesn't guarantee that they won't be taken over by China. China would love to take over Afghanistan. The Afghanistanis aren't going to control anything. Baghdad, that Bagram Airport and so on, those will be controlled by Chinese. They won't be controlled by Afghanistani or Taliban. They'll be Chinese.
Yeah.
Period.
So
in no time at all.
There's actually one very narrow route that does lead to China that's contiguous with Afghanistan and China.
Yeah, but you know that route? That's the same route as my great-grandmother would travel all the way from Syria. It's the gold.
Right.
It's called the golden, that golden route, where you know they for the trail where they bring, you know, gemstones and gold and so on from the west, and they bring back silk and so on. That's my great-great-grandmother and the Basha family owned the largest caravan from Damascus to China. I mean, my great-grandmother 150 years ago would walk to China twice a year beside the camels.
Yeah.
So I can tell you right now, that's easy to cut off. It goes to some very bad mountainous areas that are easy as hell to cut off.
Yes,
so if you think that, and the Chinese are delusional, they think somehow they're gonna win this war, the smartest thing they can do is actually surrender, not to world government, to surrender to national governments that get away from the globalism. And right now what's going on in Russia, the best thing for Putin is to try to stop trying to prevent the, what we call the fractionalization to local control governments, because the Russian people aren't going to put up with it anymore. The vast majority of people in Russia are suffering. I mean, their economy is so badly in today's date now, the richest city in the world to live in is Moscow.
Yeah.
It costs so much to live there, it's insane. And then they wonder why the families can't have kids, because they can't afford it.
Yeah.
They wonder why the babushkas don't have any more little Russian babies. They can't afford it.
Yeah, a lot of the people there are eating pet food, like cat food and dog food.
Exactly. They actually maybe have 2 or 3 good meals a week, and that's usually pet food and so on. You have to understand what's going on here is the Russian people aren't going to put up with it anymore, just like Americans. If the shelves are empty, God help the politicians, whether we have guns or not guns, they're going to die. And when I hear the comments by Simon thinking, you know, they got all these declarations, that's their death throw. It's a death throw of the Biden administration to say they're going to do all this stuff. That means they're done. It's their final screams. It's like a bull elephant screaming before it goes face first into the river.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. Support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. Like NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
One capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Strength, because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.